when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday, but it's still hard to give her away. I loved her first. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. Someday you might know what I'm going through when a miracle smiles over you. I loved her first.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, The U.S. Responds. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. military launching retaliatory strikes in Syria and Iraq in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. President Biden, in a statement, says, quote, "Our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing." The Pentagon says the initial strikes hit 85 targets in 8 locations used by Iran-backed militants, the U.S. trying to deter militants and at the same time avoid a wider conflict. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Amman, Jordan.
The tension that we have experienced here won't be going anywhere anytime soon. And certainly what we've heard from people here in the region is that they are very much concerned about the impact that this retaliation, this operation will have on the potential for this conflict to continue to escalate and to spread.
Earlier, President Biden attended the dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base and met with the families of the fallen soldiers. This is ABC News. A crime-fighting robot now out of a job.
It was just last September that New York Mayor Eric Adams announced the arrival of the K-5 Nightscope, a robotic police officer resembling a large trash can on wheels, which was to use facial recognition to stop crime. But after just 4 months, the RoboCop program has been powered down. K-5 sitting in the corner of a vacant storefront in the Times Square subway station. Officers will have to do without the K-5, which couldn't climb stairs, needed frequent charging, and required 2 human cops to protect it from potential vandals. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
In Michigan, closing arguments wrapped up in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbley today. The judge telling jurors to return to court on Monday to hear instructions and begin deliberations. Crumbley's son, Ethan, killed 4 people and injured 7 others after opening fire at Oxford High School in 2021. His parents accused of ignoring his mental health struggles and giving him the gun. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. Partly cloudy tonight, areas of fog possible late, low 25, scattered fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy and mild, high 44, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour, and after a daytime high of 35 degrees, our current temperature is 34. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday, there's no time like now.
Providing additional benefit at a time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin, in addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Democratic Senator Kel DeRoy says the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, you know, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax-free and expand the state's second-lowest tax bracket. Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state coalition of 24 attorneys general to protect access to medication abortion nationwide. The coalition filed an amicus brief in the U.S. Supreme Court supporting the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's and Danco Laboratories LLC's efforts to reverse a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit that reinstated certain restrictions on the medication known as mifepristone after the FDA had determined those restrictions were medically unnecessary. Because mifepristone, when used in combination with misoprostol, is the only medication approved by the FDA for abortion care, Attorney General Call and the coalition argue that the Fifth Circuit's ruling would, if allowed to take effect, reinstate medically unnecessary restrictions on mifepristone. Attorney General Call and the Coalition of Attorneys General are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse the Fifth Circuit's decision to restrict how mifepristone can be prescribed and dispensed. Forecasters expect record high temperatures this weekend here at the WRCO studios. We set a new record high for February 1st yesterday. It got up to 50 degrees. Except for 1 week of Arctic cold in January, we've had an abnormally mild winter. Forecasters are predicting highs in the 40s this weekend and into the 50s Wednesday and Thursday. Due to the warmer temperatures, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of 12:01 tomorrow morning and enacting Class 2 road restrictions for zones 1 through 5. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, which are liquid-filled devices under the pavement, to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. More information regarding frozen road declarations, Class 2 roadways, and roadway postings can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website under weight restriction programs. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. We have heard from the town of Henrietta, which will begin weight restrictions on all town roads beginning Monday morning. The town of Ithaca will begin weight restrictions on all town roads next Friday. And Richland County plans to enforce weight restrictions beginning Saturday, February 10th. Warm temperatures have been canceling winter activities all across western Wisconsin this year. But the 101st annual West Bee Ski Jumping Tournament is on and will begin tonight. The event is running this evening and tomorrow at the Snowflake Golf Club. Because of the warm weather, on-site parking is limited, so shuttles will be running to West Bee Elementary and the Stockyard in Coon Valley. You can get more details at the Snowflake Ski Club Facebook page or website. For the 76th year, Sun Prairie's Groundhog Day was held. Wisconsin's most famous groundhog forecaster, Jimmy, did not see his shadow this morning, meaning he predicted an early spring. Jimmy's forecast is in line with Punxsutawney Phil, who also did not see his shadow. Groundhog Jimmy boasts a prediction rate of over 80% across the 76 years. In time for the annual peak in norovirus cases and outbreaks, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online tool to encourage Wisconsinites to report food or water sickness when symptoms occur. The online questionnaire, which takes less than 5 minutes to complete, helps local health departments identify sources of contamination to prevent others from getting sick. This tool is especially important as cases of norovirus, the leading cause of vomiting and diarrhea, tends to spike in the winter. Contaminated food or water can come from a variety of sources, including food from grocery stores or restaurants, or water from pools, lakes, or rivers. Certain bacteria, viruses, or parasites can cause vomiting and diarrhea. In Wisconsin and the United States, it is believed these illnesses are underreported since many people who are infected get better without seeing a doctor. This new online tool is just one way for public health professionals to learn about food and water-related illnesses and outbreaks to help prevent others from getting sick too. This tool is not a substitute for health care, and people who are feeling sick should contact their health care provider. The new tool is a simple questionnaire that asks for current symptoms, places recently visited, and food items recently eaten. The information is sent to local health departments that identify potential sources of illness. If additional information is needed, public health specialists may contact Wisconsinites who report their illness. All follow-up will remain confidential. The launch of the new tool will be accompanied by a "Feeling Sick? Report It Quick" message campaign, which will share information and resources about prevention, symptoms of food or waterborne illness, and the reporting system through print materials and on social media. To avoid food poisoning before it happens, here are a few tips. Wash hands and surfaces touched with food often. Keep raw meat, chicken, seafood, and eggs away from food that will not be cooked. Cook food to the right temperature to kill germs that can cause illness, and refrigerate food at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or colder within 1 to 2 hours of cooking. Find more information on the Report an Illness Caused by Food or Water webpage. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Ryan Larson of Lone Rock on ticket number 992.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Tonight's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Patsy L. Gauger, 81 of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMZ Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81 of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, Stained Windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Burial with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family of Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock, died Monday at home following an extended illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church with burial in the Spring Green Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to an animal rescue of the donor's choice or toward a scholarship to be established in his name. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brenda Smith and Kyle Knopfsinger had a son, John Irvin.
Great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle just got even better. New GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens to common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF strike zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find Timberline HDZ shingles in stock at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we had some stubborn clouds across much of southern Wisconsin throughout the afternoon, which kept our high temperatures down a bit. But the clouds should gradually break up over the next couple of days with a strong high-pressure system parked across the region with rather dry air. The end result will be in a continuation of the above-normal temperatures, in fact, getting warmer over the next several days, such that we might flirt with record high temperatures next week, and that'll cover most of the Midwest, in fact, just kind of blocked with high pressure in the region. Looks like finally a pattern change toward the end of next week as a weather system slides in from the west. Could bring us a few rain showers by Wednesday night and especially Thursday. That activity could actually last into Friday. Right now, the rain amounts don't look too terribly heavy, maybe a few tenths of an inch. And if it turns cool enough on the back end of that weather maker, we might see a little snow mix in by next weekend. Certainly something to keep an eye on. The temperatures do look more seasonal for the mid part of February as well. Well, here's your forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, areas of fog possible late. Low in the mid-20s with light southeasterly winds. Tomorrow, scattered fog in the morning, then partly cloudy and mild. High near 44 degrees. Wind out of the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Sunday should be partly cloudy, low 26 with a high of 47. Monday, lots of sunshine, low 26 with a high of 49 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 29, high up to 51. Wednesday, the clouds gradually rolling in, low 32, high of 52. We have a small chance of light rain Wednesday night. Thursday, cloudy with a better chance of scattered showers, low 37, high near 50. And still some showers possible on Friday as temperatures cool down into the 40s. By next Saturday, we could have a few flurries in the morning with high temperatures falling back to the 30s. Hope you have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 34 degrees after a daytime high of 35 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 50, which was a record set that broke an old record that was set back in 1986. Record high set back in 2020 is 51 degrees, and today's record low set back in 1951 is 40 below, or was 40 below. Last year's high is 25 with a low of 2. Sunset took place tonight at 5:15, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. The winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.12, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I am certainly glad that the road crews plow our roads and spread salt and sand when it's icy, but the salt and sand are very hard on my truck's finish, and it looks horrible. So like everyone else, when it gets a little warmer, I go to the car wash to get the salt off my truck. But there's one area that I often forget to wash because I don't see it. That's the undercarriage or underside of my truck. The salt and dirt and grime can build up on the underside of my truck and cause enormous corrosion to the vital operations of my truck's transmission, drivetrain, and exhaust. In the same way, sin has its way of causing dirt and grime to build up on the undercarriage of our souls. Sometimes it piles up in the places we don't see very often, our hearts and attitudes and the way we treat others. The Bible tells us that the forgiveness Jesus bought for us on the cross has caused our sin to be washed away, and it makes us whiter than snow. One line of an old hymn says, "Let him have his way with thee." We need to make sure we let Jesus wash the sin away from our whole being, even the hidden rooms in our hearts. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school games.
River Valley plays at Viroqua in area girls basketball tonight. Brookwood at Royal, New Lisbon at Cashton, Bangor at Waniwak Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, Reedsburg is at Baraboo. Boscobel at Iowa Grant. Riverdale is playing at Southwestern in girls and boys basketball this evening. Boys basketball games also include Mineral Point at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, Fenimore at Cuba City, Belleville at Wisconsin Heights, Barneville at Highland, Portage at Wisconsin Dells, West Salem travels to Westby, Reedsburg at Sparta, Kickapoo at Seneca, Wazika Steuben is at DeSoto, and Weston at Ithaca. It's Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, Lancaster at River Valley, and coming up tonight on the radio, Platteville at Richland Center. Here's Hornets coach Brian Pulse.
An impressive team in that they've got some depth, they've got good size, they've got a lot of great athletes, and just the way that they play, they do a great job of pushing the ball in transition, putting a lot of pressure on you to get back on defense and to be able to just stop their aggressiveness. So, we know this is – it'll actually be a great test for us to, see how we've improved since that first time around. I think as you go through the conference that second time, you always have a measuring stick compared to how you played in the first game. So, we get them at our place. Hopefully that gives us, a little bit of a benefit there. And we just have to come out ready to play, not turn the ball over, and make them work as hard as they can.
That's RC Boys Basketball Coach Brian Pulse. We'll have coverage of the Richland Center hosting Platteville Boys Basketball game tonight from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Milwaukee Bucks will be looking for their first win under the leadership of head coach Doc Rivers tomorrow in Dallas. Milwaukee has lost its first two games during the transition. Most of the attention at the American Airlines Center will be on Giannis Antetokounmpo and Luka Doncic, but Tim Hardaway Jr. is averaging almost 23 points a game for the Mavericks over the last 10 games. The Mavs are coming off a 35-point loss to Minnesota on Wednesday. Both teams need a win. Tip-off for that contest tomorrow night will be at 7:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Tomorrow night's broadcast will start at 7. The Badgers have fallen at Nebraska for the second straight time after blowing an 18-point lead after halftime. The Huskers came roaring from behind to tie and force the game into overtime last night. Scoring first, the home team went on to claim an 80-72 upset victory. Wisconsin is now on 9-2 in the Big Ten Conference play with a showdown against Purdue coming up on Saturday. Or coming up on Sunday, I should say. A.J. Storr led the Badgers in scoring with 28 points. Max Klusmit and Chucky Hepburn had 13 apiece. Wisconsin shot 55% before half, but only connected on 36% of its shots the rest of the way. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded former Cy Young Award-winning pitcher and team ace Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles. Milwaukee gets two top prospects in return. 25-year-old shortstop Joey Ortiz is one of the most promising shortstops in minor league baseball, but he is blocked at the big league level and had been in the minors with the top prospect Jackson Holliday, another shortstop. 25-year-old pitcher D.L. Hall pitched in 18 games for the Orioles last season, compiling a 3-0 record with a 3.26 ERA and a whip of 1.190. General manager Brian Gutekunst has made no firm commitment on what the future holds for all-pro left tackle David Bakhtiari. The odds are that future doesn't include a return to Green Bay. If he stays, the often-injured lineman carries with him a $40 million salary cap hit. Gutekunst wouldn't say he's coming back, only telling reporters that the team is at the beginning stages of looking at how it's going to move forward. Bakhtiari, one of the best at his position in the NFL, has played just 13 of 51 games in the last 3 years. The border battle between Wisconsin and Minnesota includes men's hockey teams ranked in the top 10 on both sides for the first time in 18 years. They meet at the Kohl Center ice tonight and tomorrow. The Badgers are ranked both fourth nationally, and the Gophers come in at ninth. Wisconsin is calling on its fans to wear white as they try to white out the center. Back in October, the Badgers swept a road series in Minneapolis when the Golden Gophers were the top-ranked team in the country. And Carl Weathers, a former NFL linebacker for the Oakland Raiders in 1970 and 71, before he became a Hollywood action movie and comedy star playing nemesis-turned-ally Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76. His other major roles were facing off against Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator and teaching golf in Happy Gilmore. Comfortable flexing in his muscles on the big screen in Action Jackson as he was joking around on the small screen in such shows as Arrested Development. Weathers was perhaps most clearly associated with Creed, who made his first appearance as Rockies as the cocky, undisputed heavyweight world champion in 1976 Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Gunderson Bosqueville Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bosqueville today.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality selection and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. December soybean crush was a little bit below expectations, but still the largest for any month. Brazil's harvest is ongoing, while Argentina's crop condition rating declined for the second week in a row. There is a better chance of rain, though, in some areas in the near-term forecast. March beans were down 14 and 3 quarters at 11.88 and a half. May was 15 and a half lower at 11.98 and a quarter. March bean meal was down $4.90 at $356.80. March soybean oil was 87 points lower at $44.73. Corn was down, watching that weather in South America, including hot, dry conditions in parts of Argentina and southern Brazil, ahead of the potential for more rain. Stateside, soil moisture before spring plantings mostly much better than a year ago. March corn was down 4.5 at 442 and 3 quarters. May was 4 and 3 quarters lower at 453 and a half. And wheat ended the session mixed. Contracts are oversold, but the dollar was up during the session, and export demand continues to be slow. New USDA supply, demand, and production estimates are out on the 8th. March Chicago was 1.75 lower at 599 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City was up 4.25 at 625. March Minneapolis was 3.75 higher at 699 and 3 quarters. Live cattle were higher, supported by the week's direct business, with February up 80 at 180.55 and April 57 higher at 183.75. But on profit-taking, March feeders were down 7 at 244.80. April was 32 lower at 250.20. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and demand expectations. February lean was down 35 at 75.45. April was up 7 at 83.82. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some bids were reported in cash cattle country Friday afternoon following Thursday's light to moderate business. Northern dress deals were at mostly $2.80, up $3 on the week. Trade in Texas hit $1.78, $3 higher, while Kansas sales were up $4 to $5 on the week at $1.78 and $1.79. Boxed beef cutout values closed mixed, with choice down $1.86 at $2.93.08, and select was up 22 cents at $2.83.47. The choice select spread was 961. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 3,000 on both the week and year-ago levels. Cash hogs were mixed on Friday. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.59, with a base range of $57 to $67, and weighted average price of $61.76. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News. I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council says China continues to be an important trading partner for American producers. Stan Bourne tells Brownfield China is the world's largest soy consumer.
China consumes 60% of all soy that gets traded, regardless of the source of origin. So you cannot ignore a market of that size.
More news is next.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says additional clarification is needed on the Waters of the U.S. rule. Colin Woodall tells Brownfield there are questions surrounding seasonal and ephemeral streams.
We have court action right now that's going to continue to work to find that out.
An ag economist says education is key when it comes to the current lending environment. Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services of America says higher interest rates are forcing farmers to treat their operations more like a business.
When you had prime at 3.25%, things were a little bit more easy to manage on the interest rate environment. Now we're at 8.25%, 8.5%.
And the chief economist with the International Dairy Foods Association says USDA has the potential to combine proposals presented during the federal milk marketing order hearing. Mike Brown tells Brownfield
they can look at the realm of any of the specific proposals or really anything in the middle they think may be a better solution.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from 10 Stock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $255 a ton and large rounds topped at $215 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Potosi Brewery items, household tools, feed bins, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Watch for many more online only auctions at www.10stockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
A good but challenging year. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Southwest Iowa farmer Jeff Jorgensen says 2023 was a good year on his farm with some record yields. But he tells Brownfield there were some challenges during the growing season, including a lack of moisture and insect pressure. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and 4-H groups. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Jeff Jorgensen grows corn, soybeans, and has a cow-calf operation near Sydney in far southwest Iowa.
We had a good year. I think we were kind of the donut hole of getting moisture right here. We had more rains than it wasn't too far away from us that did. We had some record yields on some farms, but for the most part above APH. So we had a good year at the end of the day. Some challenges, though. We had wind. We dried up at some times. We had some issues with pests, but that's farming, right? And we keep working to manage those and do the best we can.
Brownfield joined Jorgensen as he wrapped up fall field work in early December.
This is a 8R370. We're going to do some vertical edge. This farm that we're in, we had some goosenecking in it, and we want to manage those stocks a little bit. Hopefully have a better seed bed for next year. It's the only application we'll be planting into beans next year.
As far as technology in the cab, what digital displays do you guys have?
The displays we have are it's the new generation, either 4640. We have even have some 2630s yet, but for the most part, and now it's getting all integrated with the machines that you buy. So, we're at the top end of it is where we're trying to stay.
Yeah. And with that integration, is everything pretty user friendly for you?
It started off that you don't feel like it is. It's like when you're making that switch, you just, this isn't where it used to be. But it doesn't take long, and you really figure out where you have to be. And we have great support. John Deere Tech Support has been really good for me and, honestly, a lot of my farmer friends, because we talk about it. And then, there's times that I can even talk to a friend, and I can figure out what I got to do instead of having to call the tech to get that done. But it's getting a lot. It's right on the money now.
And he says John Deere technology allows him to integrate his entire farm.
For us, it's John Deere planting equipment, both sides, corn and soybeans. We have John Deere fertilizer applicator, and then we also have John Deere combines. So for me, it was an integration to be able to take everything from the planter all the way to harvest. You're going to find efficiencies, and I think that's the key. You really don't realize how more efficient you can be when you have that. It's working to your advantage, and that's what you got to have. In agriculture, we have to use those opportunities, because that's what's going to keep money in our pocket.
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more, or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat panels, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
During Saturdays in February, we bring the tradition of high school wrestling postseason action to WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll join Henry Bray and me, along with Bill Twining and David Wormand, for Conference Tournament Wrestling. We will feature coverage of the SWAL-SWC Clash, hosted this year by Mineral Point High School, and the Scenic Ridge Meet at Kickapoo High School. Our coverage starts Saturday morning at 10. Follow your favorite wrestlers and teams, courtesy of WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Saturday night, same old crowd, dragging Main to the Safeway, then we turn back around, to curfew, then head down to the river's edge, get drunk. Ain't nothing new, what else you gonna do, out in Podunk? I knew this six-string was my ticket out. And no flashing red light was gonna slow me down. 18 years old, everything that I own in the back of that truck. I put a dip in my mouth and I headed straight out, out of Podunk. Goodbye, Daddy looked me in the eye. Forget to call home. And mama cried, keep Jesus in your life. And I hugged her one last time. Then I headed down the road in a dusty cloud of smoke, out of Podunk. Gone by, showing on my face. Ain't nothing in this life. Time hasn't changed. Chased a lot of dreams. Some of them came true. Ain't it funny how the very place I ran from is the place I'm running to. Another Saturday night, singing to the same old crowd. Still playing this six string, but things are different now. I met one of them girls. Turn your whole world around, girls. And wouldn't you know it? Got her eyes on a house about 100 miles south, out in Podunk. Goodbye. Her daddy looked me in the eye. He said, go, you gotta go, son. But don't forget to call home. Out in Podunk. Goodbye. Her daddy looked me in the eye. He said, go, you
call home. Bowling Golden. Keep Jesus in your life. We hugged her one last time and headed down that road. Out in Golden. Daddy looked me in the eye. Said, go where you gotta go. Don't forget to call home. Goodbye. Keep Jesus in your life. I hugged her one last time. Headed down that road.
That was Keith Anderson with Podunk and on Country and Community, WRCL. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. Happy Friday. Hope your Friday's going good. Not quite as warm today as was yesterday. As you may have heard, we broke a record that was set back in 1986 when we reached 50 degrees yesterday. We only got up to 35. Right now, our current temperature is at 34, and meteorologist Tony Schumacher is saying we're supposed to get down to 25 tonight. So, but there are areas of fog possible, so please, if you're out and about, please drive with caution and be sure to have your headlights on. Make sure you, that way, of course, you're going to make sure you have your headlights on in the dark. What am I thinking of? But if you do go Saturday morning is what I'm talking about. Saturday morning, if it is still foggy in the morning, which it possibly could be, please make sure you have your headlights on and on low beams. And that way people can see you coming. And that way we won't have anything bad happen. And like I say, I hope you had a great Friday. And our time is 5:50. And it's Groundhog's Day today. And Jimmy the Groundhog did not see his shadow. So they're saying that... And we're going to have early spring. We'll wait and see how accurate Jimmy is. And wanted to let you know, if you're hungry tonight, you can still go to St. Luke's Church in Plain as they are hosting a family-style fish fry. That goes on until 8 o'clock tonight, and that'll be held in the church hall. Carryouts will also be available. The church hall is handicap accessible. Then for tomorrow, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock is hosting a breakfast bake shop and raffle drawing. That'll be from 8 to 10. The raffle drawing will be at 9:30. All are welcome. And then later on in the afternoon, Heavenbound Church in Lone Rock is hosting a lasagna dinner, and that's going to be from 1:30 to 6. The dinner includes lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and dessert for $15, or two meals for $28. Dine-in or carry-out is available. Coming up next, we have Bailey Zimmerman with Religiously.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. And now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Remember watching you play me our song on guitar, I thought I'd marry you. Act like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only. For me, religiously. You brought
Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church.
Still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm feeling.
Every minute.
every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Put our favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess